The General Assembly met for its 2011 session on Wednesday, heard the State of the Commonwealth address, and how do you think he was received by the legislators?
Well, you know, the governor spent a lot of time essentially on a valedictory of his first year in office, talking about how the budget had been balanced without a tax increase and reminding everyone that, yes, those rest stops have been reopened on the highways. But soon the General Assembly got down to business, and there's been a lot of picking over the governor's budget. Over in the Senate Finance Committee, that's a Democrat-controlled committee, there were a number of concerns raised by legislators, by Democratic and Republican legislators, about what the governor wants to do or not. And some of those concerns are largely focused on higher education, which is a big concern back in the districts of a lot of these legislators.
Well, it was a jump in revenue in December, second month in a row. That must be good news for the governor and his administration.
Yeah, well, 2 months of strong growth does not an amended economy make, and the governor, no doubt, will be pressing this point, as will legislators as well. One of the things that the governor said in his remarks the other day to the legislature I thought were quite interesting. He said, it's time to get down to business. You know, Virginians don't want excuses. They don't want delays. They don't want spin. Well, you know, the governor's pretty good at the latter, spin, and, you know, trying to depict the economy is still kind of struggling along. He's correct there. You know, look what he's trying to do with the ABC privatization. He's at it again with this retail-only approach. I suspect the legislator's silence on that issue during his remarks is a pretty good indication where this plan may be going. And there was some uncertainty as to whether the governor could round up a sponsor for the bill in the House. It appears he has. But it also appears that the governor may want the Senate, the Democratic-controlled Senate, to vote on this first, where presumably it would go down in flames, and maybe the governor would get a talking point for the election ahead. So, no spin? Don't think so.
Well, he also got behind the idea of passing a state law that would permit states to overthrow federal laws and regulations.
Overthrow, a wise choice of words. Mm. The so-called repeal amendment, this is number one on the wish list of a lot of Tea Party Republicans, among them Bill Howell, the Speaker of the House. He's been pushing this for some months now. But there's a clever Democrat over on the House side by the name of Scott Serville, newly elected, somewhat elected, if you will, completing his first term. He is suggesting that Virginia local government be extended the power of repeal. Maybe one could say, see you, raise you, Bill Howell. Serville is clearly interested in mixing things up a bit, but I think his larger point is, you know, why should local government, which is so often stuck with the bill, why shouldn't it start sticking it back to Richmond?
Okay, time's just about gone. Sorry for the abbreviated time slot this morning, Jeff, but thanks for your usual insights on Virginia political news, and I'll talk to you again next Friday morning.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.